Welcome to episode 32 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. My name is Andrea, and Andrew's here, but he is not on the mic because we actually have three guests today. So you can go ahead and introduce yourself. We're going to go ahead and start with...
Hello, my name is Angelica. My DJ name is DJ Rose Wax, and I started the Rose Wax Vinyl Club, and it is a women's vinyl club. We share our music. We share a little bit of our life, too. So I'm Angelica, and I guess that's it for now because I'm going to pass it over.
Okay, I'm Monique. I am Mochacha. I'm part of the Rose Wax Vinyl Club. I started off as a host for the radio show. I never played records before, but Angelica has taught me, and I always wanted to be a DJ since back in my raver days. You know, I used to see DJ Mara. So just saying, that's where I wanted.
The spirit's always been with you.
Well, I've always had records. I just never played them. That's all. So yeah, so I got to give a shout out to Bree and also Rose Wax, or Dama and Rose Wax. Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Bree.
Don't be shy, Bree. Come on.
Also known as La Dama, a part of Rose Wax Vinyl Club. And I've been a music lover for life since I was a kid. We met Angelica, and I joined Rose Wax Vinyl Club, and along with Mochacha, and we were hosting a radio show on KDIF. And actually, we're going back. We just did our first comeback. When was it? Like a couple weeks ago. And I'm looking forward. Looking forward to being back over there.
Good, good. Awesome. So really quick, our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email, if you want to say you love us, you hate us, you want to send us music, whatever you want to do, it's justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. And do you guys have any social media handles you guys want to give out?
Just the Rose Wax Vinyl Club. We're on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. We do actually have some of our podcasts out there as well, episodes on, if you do a Google search on Pinterest, you'll find some of our podcasts on there. So, yeah.
What's the name of your podcast?
Rose Wax Vinyl Club.
Okay, I just wanted some people to know. Yeah, the Rose Wax Vinyl Club. Yeah. And your Instagram is Rose Wax Vinyl Club, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure that people know, so if they want to search for you, they can find you.
Right.
Really quick, go ahead. Were you saying something? I thought you were saying something.
Oh, no.
Maybe I was hearing something in my headphones.
You know what? There's a nice shine right here in my...
I see it. It's like right in your...
I'm thinking I might grab my sunglasses. I don't know. But okay. I'm here.
Really quick, let me just highlight a few events. So on Monday, March 4th, it's going to be at Crescent Ballroom, crescentphx.com, if you want tickets. Black Audio will be playing. So Black Audio is a side project of Davey Havoc and Jade from AFI. They've been at it for, I don't know, it's been probably over 10 years now doing that, but they're going to be coming, so I'm going to try to make it out to that. So you didn't know that? Go
I
ahead,
didn't
talk.
Know that. Wait, oh, don't sorry. I know. I feel like I'm like talking over you. I didn't know that. That's March 4th?
Yeah, Monday, March 4th.
On
so
my birthday.
Oh, your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's okay, Davey from AFI and who else?
Jade, so the guitarist.
I didn't know that they had a side project.
Yeah, so it's okay, more cool. Like some people, when they first started doing the Black Audio thing, compared them to The Faint, but I wouldn't. But it's kind of like that dark wave, like, you know.
I don't know why, but that's what I pictured.
Yeah, I'm like, you know.
It just sounds like it, but then like how his are. Taste too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really cool, but they have a few albums, so I'm assuming they must be coming out with a new one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And Metric is coming to town that day,
yes.
too. That's what I'm trying to go. Okay. And a band named Zoe from Mexico is opening up for them. Oh. And I don't know if anybody remembers Zoe.
Where are they playing at?
Where is that? Van Buren. I don't know if anybody remembers Zoe, but they had like a really big hit like in 2007, and they kind of went away, and it was so weird that they reemerged opening for Metric. So I'm gonna try to go. My niece works for the Van Buren, and I'm trying to get her.
Oh, she got the hookup, is what she's saying.
She's like, are you saying this? On mic, say it off mic.
Somewhat.
Get an extra ticket. I want to go see Metric.
I know.
I love Metric. Yes.
So is there any events you guys want to highlight? Do you have anything going on here, or just any events that you guys play?
The next gig that Rose Wax has is at Third Space on First Friday, on first Friday nights at Third Space. So that's a collaboration with the Ayota crew. They have all sorts of different MCs that join in the night. They do a lot of local music, and they're going to... Are you guys ending it or beginning it?
I think we might be ending it this time.
You know, whatever they tell us to do, we do it. Sometimes we started, we were like the end of the night, we capped the night off because sometimes we were just getting off of work. We opened that one night for Ray Francie. That was super fun. Wow. We opened up right before Omen Miker. I think that was something special. But so I think in the ongoing is every Sunday on KDIF. KDIF 102.9 FM.
LPFM.
Well, that Southside Radio is what I was saying. So we're there the first Sunday of every month. What are our hours?
We go on from 12 to 3, and this next time is February 3rd. And we're excited to welcome Il Audia, and she's our connection in New Mexico. Yes. She joined the Rose Wax Vinyl Club, I think it was in November or October.
Did she confirm she was coming that day?
She's going to try. So she doesn't have any plans, so it's going to happen.
So it's a monthly radio show, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. we're talking with them right now. We might have more than just one Sunday.
And everybody can follow you on your Instagram to get the updates on what's happening.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We post everything that we're doing, events on the Rose Box.
And
we try to do flyers all the time.
So 2019, we're getting back on the ball. With more of our media and our events. But, yeah, for between the three of us, we have a lot of stuff going on, you know.
Like myself, what my background is I'm a local promoter, and I did music promotion.
Really quick, because I don't want to get into it, because I want to talk about that in a minute. So just 1 second. So I just wanted to highlight one more event. I totally forgot. On Saturday, January 26th, this upcoming Saturday, Andrew and I are going to be playing at Ground Control Litchfield. It's 4860 North Litchfield Road, Suite 103, from 5 to 10 p.m. So it's in Litchfield Park. It's like a mini residency we're having. We're going to be playing for sure through the month of February. And it's kind of open format, so we're just playing whatever. So come down, eat, get some
Those are the best kind, like is that. The open
Yeah,
because
you're not restricted to like what you're playing. Like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, because all of us, we each have our different... kind of, well, everybody has their own ear, you know.
Yes, for sure.
She kind of leans towards the oldies and, well, almost like, anything.
Yeah, she has a vast collection, but I feel like a lot is like 90s, like hip hop and like freestyle, but I'll talk about you.
Oh, he's talking about me. I love it. I love oldies. I love the old school, I love those. Monique said something and it made me mad, but then it made me laugh. She says, when I hear all those old funny songs, she's like, I think of you. It is true. Yes. I like all those.
She means classic. She's saying good. That's good. That's
no, classic. It was I said whenever I hear like the Dock of the Bay, sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, I think like Petula Clark.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Downtown.
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 That reminds me of you. It does.
They're so fun. And you can sing all the songs, you know, the words, they're fun.
That's a jam right there.
So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to move on to the other segment. So, Angelica, your birthday is January 21st, correct?
Like it you is. Said. Okay, okay. It is. That is my birthday.
Do you know what the number one song on the day you were born was?
Oh, gosh.
I do. I know mine.
It was, are you serious?
It was Careless Whisper by Wham.
Really?
It's a Wham or George Michael that does it.
I got something else.
What did you get?
It's because it's so, we go by basically the top 40. So the number one song in the top 40, which is the Billboard Hot 100. So the number one song on there was REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got.
For her?
I love that song too.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're 3485, right?
Yeah, I think I got that from a quiz I took.
Yeah,
I
find out what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. And then it was Careless Whisper.
We look it up on, but it's but it's the same era.
Right. Era. It's same era, but I guess it's not that accurate, but it's all good.
I
like REO Speedwagon.
You're like, hey, I should have fact checked, damn it. I'm just kidding.
You have a lot of REO Speedwagon records. I looked through your, yeah.
Do I?
You have like, I think I see three in there.
I think I like them because my dad listened to them.
Yeah.
So what is mine?
So Angelica, you have something that's classic, as Mochacha says, you're a classic girl, right? So you have Rock With You by MJ.
What was it? What was
Rock
it?
With You by Michael Jackson.
Oh, right. Oh. I feel like that's a good one. Oh, yeah.
And Mochacha, you have actually a classic song that's been sampled over and over and over.
Oh,
and
shoot.
Was probably, you know, what people consider some of the foundations of hip hop. So it's Le Freak by Chic.
Le Freak.
Yes. Whoa,
that's cool. That's like at the end of the what is it, the disco era.
Yeah,
you know what though, I was born to
79.
I was born in 78.
Yeah,
what? Oh, I told her
it, no, I but I fixed it because I double checked.
Yeah. How are you born in 78?
I was born December.
How are you born? She's like, I can't explain that to you.
Feet first. You're my mama.
I like that answer.
Oh, you were breached.
I was breached.
So do you guys know also, so you remember that thing that was going around online that said the number one song when you were 14 is the song that defines your life?
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is the top 10 for you. So the top 10 songs when you were 14 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I will start with Mochacha. So
this
game
is just... Oh, my God, this is funny.
I wonder if I can guess mine. I guess I can guess them.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you guess number one, but let me go ahead and count down first.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Number 10 is Real Love by Mary J.
Yes.
Number 9 is The Heights, How Do You Talk To, and it cuts off, so I can't read the rest of it.
Do you remember How Do You Talk To an Angel? Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
How do you talk to an angel?
Number 8 is Shanice, Saving Forever for You. Number 7 is Bobby Brown, Good Enough. Number 6 is Rhythm Is a Dancer by Snap.
Yes.
Oh,
number
5 one.
Is PM Dawn. I die with that.
PM Dawn, which song? Set Adrift?
I die. No, no.
Oh,
no.
I die?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good song.
And then number 4 is Boys to Men in the Still of the Night. Number 3 is If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy. Number 2 is Rump Shaker by Rex.
Oh, my God.
And can you just take a stab at what number 1
is? 1993. This is 1993, right?
Is it Dr. Dre? Nope, it's
Whitney
Houston, I Will Always Love You.
What the cuss? Are you serious?
Yeah, wait.
Because I was always watching the box, and I guess you can't go by the box.
Okay, really quick. So, Brie, do you know what?
Don't look it up, Brie.
No, 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 I wasn't. I was texting.
Okay,
I'm not going to cheat.
Okay, Brie, we'll go ahead. I'll count down, then I'll let you think about, so you can kind of guesstimate by the songs. Number 10 is You by Jesse Powell. Number 9 is Have You Ever by Brandy. Number 8 is God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You by NSYNC. The long ass title. Number 7 is Nobody's Supposed to Be Here by Deborah Cox. Number 6 is Backstreet Boys, All I Have to Give. Number 5, Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Number 4, Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
Aww.
Number 3 is Breathe Again by Toni Braxton. Number 2 is Hero, Mariah Carey. And number 1... Hold on, because the list is like all over the place.
Ooh, let me see.
I think I'm gonna go with.
What do you think number 1 is?
Brandy, Have You Ever?
No, that was already on the list.
That was a what?
That was number 9.
That was number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. Hold on. Number 4. Wait. 5 is Baby One More Time. 4 is Angel, Sarah McLachlan. Sorry, 3 is Heartbreak for Hotel by Whitney. 2 is Believe by Cher. And number 1, you know this song, number 1. I know you know number 1.
Is it?
It's her counterpart, Brandy's.
Oh, Monica. Is it But Angel of Mine?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Good job.
Okay.
High five.
You got that one. And then Angelica. I'm going to do your 10. So 10 is Power of Love by Celine Dion. 9 is Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
That's a good
8
one.
8 is Shoop by Salt and Peppa. 7 is Please Forgive Me by Bryan Adams. 6 is Said I Loved You by Michael Bolton. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not versed on Michael Bolton. It cut off and I don't know what the rest of the song is. Number 5 is All That She Wants by Ace of Base. Number 4 is Again by Janet. Number three is Breathe Again, Toni Braxton. I mixed it up. Okay, number two is Hero, Mariah Carey. And then number one, it says it's a three-way collab. I don't know if you, I would never have guessed this.
I honestly knew. Three-way collab.
A three-way.
Can we guess the genre?
It's three-way.
It's got to be
three dudes.
Yes. Can we guess the boys genre? Men?
No, because they're not a group. It says it's
Tracy
just,
and JoJo? Yeah.
Nope. Because it's not a group.
A three, guys.
Can we guess the genre? Is it like alternative or no?
No. I would say it's adult contemporary, I guess.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I never would have guessed
it. Is it Amy Grant? Michael Bolton?
Mm-hmm. No. it's All for Love by Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting.
See, I had a feeling it was one of those.
Wow. One of those, that weirdness of it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I had a shitty number one, too, so don't feel bad.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Neither would I. Because look, in 1993, that's when like The Chronic came out with Dr. Dre and Tupac. I Get Around was everywhere.
But you have to remember, too, this is what I always tell people. So, like, back then, radio and stuff was different because you had, like, urban radio, but now everything's all blurred together. So back then, it was different.
Oh, that's true. That makes sense.
That's your environment, but then you have to think what Top 40 was totally different. You know
what
were they
listening to in Scottsdale?
Bryan Adams, man.
Michael Bolton.
What were they listening to in Haddonfield, Illinois?
Oh, and really quick, have you guys had any pickups recently on any records? Have you bought anything?
I was gifted some records over the holidays, and that was pretty exciting. What did I get? Oh, I got Joy Division, John Peel Sessions.
I was so happy when I seen that. That's like our, it's everybody's.
It's a really cool, like, clear record, and it was it 78 or 79 it came out? So that was one of them, and I had Santana and War, you know. So I got like some classics, pretty much, stuff I didn't have in there. Oh, I know, I got Ramon's 45 single. Too. It comes with a cool little comic book.
Oh, that was pretty cool. You, muchacha?
I, myself, have gotten
a lot
of records.
Talk about the one that we were just playing over here.
Oh, it's, what is his name? It's, Oh, that's not good. Return to the 37 Chamber. So it's Michelle's Affair. So all it is, it's like Wu-Tang. And it's all
samples.
Yeah, it's all samples, and it's all
they do their spin on it.
I love it, and I am so excited. This is for my 40th. Then I got Canciones de Mi Padre by Linda Ronstadt. I got Fleetwood Mac. What else did I get?
Classic.
Yeah, I got a lot. I've been gifted a lot of records lately.
But
so
even when
I'm very
you've
blessed.
Gone and you were digging on your own, you came back with some.
I did. I like compilations.
She just came back.
Those are my favorite.
With her arm, records under her arm, and a big old smile, because she was finding a bunch of good stuff.
Yes.
That's always good. That makes me happy. What about you, Angelica? What about you?
You know what? So, there's this song that I've been looking for, and I found it on 45, and I've always loved this song. It's called Surface. That's the name of the group, and Shower Me With Your Love. I don't know what it is about that song. And so I almost forgot
about that song, too.
I kept thinking I was going to find it on 12-inch, and sure enough, I found it on 45. Like, who would have thought? And you know what? I found it in a place, like, you wouldn't expect. At a super, like, you know when you get...
Oh, yeah.
You find something and you get it for, like, a super deal because they don't know... It doesn't mean something to somebody else, but you know what I mean?
It's just not their thing, so they're just, like, tossing it aside, essentially.
I might have got it for 50 cents. That's all I'm saying.
What the cuss?
I know! So I found it. It was in mint condition. I got, like... I remember just, like, this is it, and I got all
was
happy.
Your heart filled with so much love?
It was! And I was like, shower
That's
me
how the song starts. My heart is filled with so... That's a song that
we can end the song
school.
With an acapella. So anyway, yeah, so that was, like, my last, like, gold find, and something that I've been looking for, and it came about, and I feel like sometimes if you're looking something for something, you put those vibes out, You'll get it.
It's called, yeah, Record Karma. I believe in Record Karma. Yes. I totally think it's real. So your Record Karma came back to you.
It's meant That's to like be mine.
Right. Yeah. Put it out there. Wiggle your fingers. Let it happen. Just kidding.
So, okay. So obviously you guys are in a ladies record club. So one of the subjects that I wanted to cover today a little bit later into the interview is basically because I feel like there's a lot of negativity out there as far as like the way sometimes men are towards women, like women who collect or the one they play or what they play. And I want to really like put it out there so ladies know that like they can play whatever they want. Yeah. They don't have to rely on the taste of what men like or don't like, because I've seen men say stuff to you know, women. So, but before we get into that really quick, so was music always a big thing in your house, Angelica?
So, as far as men, you know what?
No, the music in your house.
Yeah, oh, but we're going to start.
I was like, I wanted to talk about that.
Trust me, we're going to talk about
that. Okay, the music in my house. It is, I've been bringing all my records, so I have all the records at home.
Like growing up, though, like, did you
Okay, when I was growing up, I grew up, I'm from South Phoenix, but I did most of my growing up in Santa Maria, Phoenix, Arizona, and we used to get one radio station out there, and I grew up in a really strict Christian home, so there's a lot of music I couldn't listen to. I grew up with a lot of Spanish music, and it was a lot of it was literally for the limited, like for how limited we were as far as getting music. It was my mom's music. It was her record collection, and thank goodness, I'm so thankful my mom had good tasted music. There was War in there. There was a lot of Diana Ross. There was, in my dad's collection, there was Vicente Fernandez. There was, my dad had some old, like, Chicano power movement records. I mean, some really deep stuff. And I listened to those, and that's the kind of stuff I had. What about you?
Well, yeah, my mom was 16 when she had me, so I was born to Lynyrd Skynyrd's Tuesday's Gone. Like, literally born to
it. That's awesome.
And so...
Because you're from New Mexico,
yeah,
right?
I'm from New Mexico originally. And, like, my mom listened to whatever the songs were in the day, and I was taking too long, so my grandma went and got her record player and brought all her records, and that was the actual record that was playing whenever my mom pushed when she wasn't supposed to. The doctor wasn't even in there. Anyway, so yeah, and then growing up, my mom always had MTV, so I was watching MTV, listening to all that music. I used to have records when I was little. I think my first tape was JJ Fad. My great-grandma took me to get that.
And Supersonic? Then
my first, yeah, Supersonic. That's why I try to beatbox, you know. And then my first record was My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. Used to have this little record player that I would play it on. But, yeah, definitely. It's been a big deal. Concerts. My first concert was when I was 5. Went to go see Santana with my dad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's been, yeah,
huge. And then you guys went, like, when was that? Like, a year or two ago?
We go every year when Santana comes. Yeah.
Like a tradition?
Yeah, it's a big tradition. Now we take my nephew. So, I mean, like, Def Leppard. We went to Def Leppard and all that, too.
My mom had a real cool story about meeting Santana with her first husband, my sister's dad. They used to go and... I think they, in California, they did two nights where they followed him. And then so they sat in the front row, and he came to set up. And they were like one of the first people there. And they got to meet him, and he actually remembered them from the night before, because they were always front row. And
that's cool.
So I know. So that, I don't know, that always stayed with me every time I hear a Santana.
So you hear
song.
Big ups to him.
Oh yeah.
That's how I know cool, about that. Yeah. It's through my parents. Cool, though. Yeah.
So what about you growing up? So like, what did you listen to? Because I always say that our parents are usually our foundation for music. So like, what was going on in your house?
Well, for me, I mean, my parents were big avid music lovers. My dad was kind of everywhere with it, but. What I got from him was like War, Tower of Power, Marvin Gaye. My mom loved Cher and Diana Ross and Jackson 5 and
Diana.
So the first time I ever went to Zia's, the original location my dad took me, I was about 7 or 8, and he would pick up anything from like Metallica, Santana, even Sublime. And for me, that was the only. Like, that was a way to see different sides of people. Like, because I'm from South Phoenix. And so whenever we go to Zia's, I would see different types of people I normally wouldn't see. And I thought it was like the best thing ever was to walk into that record store. And I'm grateful that he shared that with me because, you know, I have so many great memories from...
It opens up your worldview and it's a positive thing.
It does. And I think a lot of his musical influence, it influenced me as well. And I'm glad to pass that even down to my own kids. And then... With my sister, I have an older sister. She's about 10 years older than me, and she used to take me to circles.
Does she get mad when you say she's 10 years older?
No, she doesn't.
Yo, she what up, Tawny?
No, she had a huge influence on me as well musically. We would go. She had this badass truck, and we would cruise down Central. She would take me with her, and we would go to circles, and we would buy any new CD that came out. Like, I remember her buying Method Man. I remember her buying Groove Theory and being like MC Magic. And so that was like our soundtrack. And
so you, it's, I always say too, so your parents and like your family. So me, I'm probably, I had older cousins that influenced me too. So like I had my parents, my older cousins that were into different stuff. So I was able to feed off of that. Sorry. And I don't know, expand my musical taste and worldview too. So So when you guys were teenagers, what did you start getting into? What about you, Angelica?
Ooh, Smashing Pumpkins. I freaking loved Jewel. Like, I had, Jewel was it. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, Anthony Nikitas. I mean, we were supposed to get married as long as, with, you know.
I thought you were supposed to get married to Billy Corgan.
Yes, and him too. We were supposed to get married too.
You're going
to
have a compound or whatever with all your husbands.
I'm pretty sure Anthony came first and then there was Billy. I remember, and it was funny because we talked about this recently.
He's so odd. And you had the huge crush on him.
With his bald head. So, I grew up in a really Christian home. We had limited access to music, but one of the first movies that I saw, and I saw Purple Rain, I seen Prince, I was like, oh my gosh, he's naughty, he's talented, the music was amazing.
So beautiful.
And that too, and you couldn't explain it, right? You couldn't explain it, but...
I was little, I thought Prince was good looking, and my mom was like, oh, he's so sexy, and I was like, it's cute, but then when I got older and I matured, I was like, okay, I see. Prince is sexy.
Here.
I see.
No, same here too. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I got you. I think he's like the only guy to wear makeup and be flamboyant, but he'll take your lady.
Yes.
He will take your woman.
with heels and
frills
and everything.
He'll walk in and that's it.
Whenever I was little, I remember there was this huge rumor, and it's true, actually. At the end, I think it's Purple Rain, at the end of the song where you would play the record backwards, and it has a message in there. Because back in the 80s, I grew up in the 80s.
On Purple Rain?
Yeah, on Purple Rain. So I've been wanting to check to test your guys' record out and see if it does.
She's like, now
if it's an original press,
press. It's, you know what, the end of the song where it's just like whoa, like that. That's what supposedly
what
does
he
say? I don't know exactly what
that's
it is.
That's why she's like, that's why I need to do
that's
it.
That's why
so
we need
I know
to
what
do
it says.
Yes.
So what about you, Mochacha, when you were a teen?
Well, I'm from a rural town in New Mexico.
Rural.
Very country. Yes, I'm very country.
Rural.
So, of course, country is a big influence on my life, too.
She has a big love for country.
They hate it. But anyway, when we would go to the big city, meaning like Amarillo or Albuquerque, it was just the best thing in the whole entire world.
You remind me of this book I read when I was a kid. It was the Country Mouse and the City Mouse.
I picture her with braids on each side and maybe
so
freckles.
And then she comes to Phoenix and gets all corrupted.
Oh, wait. No, we came here for spring break one time when I was about 12 or 13. And all I could do was make my mom go to the store to get those Memorex tapes. And I just sat and listened and played and recorded the radio the whole entire time. Then I went back to Tucumcari. And I showed all my friends all this cool music.
Was it because you didn't get a station out there like that?
No, we just had KQAY, Tucumcari.
So what station were you recording? Power 92 back then?
Yeah, it was Power 92.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so I made a best friend while I was here.
Power 92.3.
Yeah, we used to write back and forth. And I left her tapes and she would record for me and then send them to me in the mail. And I was like the coolest person. That made, you know how cool she's that
been,
made me
she's
feel?
She's been Jack and Phoenix since back in the day. Yeah. That's what's up.
Today's kids don't know nothing about that.
But
I
then,
remember
they don't know nothing about it.
We used to record After Hours on Power 92 where they would play
like the house,
house music. Yeah.
That was like Marcus Schultz and that. So when I moved here, I obviously listened to what everybody was listening to on Power 92. But then all of a sudden, I discovered techno music.
Well, you know, that's another thing. Because she says teenager, and we're talking about growing up and what we heard on the radio. But then there was the other music that wasn't on the radio
underground.
That was in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was 14 going to the works listening to Marcus Schultz live. They would record the After Hours at... I wasn't even old enough to be in there. My boyfriend was 4 years older than me.
You know what? We don't got to talk about like that right now. We don't got to talk about that.
No, so. I would get in there. I would get in there because I got a stamp on me, and I'd go in there and I'd see them recording live.
Who was this boyfriend? Was
it Mr. Mata? Husband, Mr. Mata. He was my boyfriend at the time. Actually, 6 years older than me. But anyway.
Predator. And
so you were getting, so like you're saying, you had radio and all that other stuff, but also back then there was a total different vibe in the club. So there was a more of an, and that's what I tell people too.
Underground
like,
house.
There's still an underground now, but it's not
it's
the same
different.
As it was back in the day.
It's different. Do you remember like the Electric Daisy Carnival? It's so commercialized, but... Do you remember when it first happened? It was just, it was a simple, it was a rave.
Yeah. The funny thing about it is when it first happened, us old school ravers were like, wow.
Did you think it was like a sellout?
Yeah, it was a big sellout.
Well, back then, it may have, but it's nothing like it is now. Like, it's something completely
different. I mean, we used to break into warehouses and have house speakers. That's what they would use.
Okay, so when you, how old were you when you moved here, Mochacha?
14.
14? Okay, so around that time...
It was 1993, so it was the beginning of the raving.
And that was that like the Party Crew era?
Party Crews came about...
Later?
They were already happening in L.A., but the Party Crews started happening here around 94, late 94, 95, 96.
So were you part of a Party Crew?
No, I was a raver.
You're a raver? Okay, see, and that's what I want to know. So can you tell me the distinction between a raver
distinction
and a
distinction is
crew?
The clothing... clothing is number one. That's the first tall tale sign.
But even like the etiquette, like dancing.
The dancing is different. It's like, okay, so Party Crews used to listen to mainly like house, hard house, and Latin house. And here we're listening to techno. We're listening to break beats, trip hop, jungle, drum and bass, like
happy hardcore.
That's what that was my cup of tea. Oh my god!
You were in that room.
Yeah.
I was always in the drum and bass room.
I go chill out in there.
But then when I catch like a surge of energy, I would be in the.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was so fun.
I remember catching DJ Irene, and she was come on now. She was like the only female DJ up there. Yeah. So I was like, it's worth it. Let's go check that out.
And
it was
meeting her.
I mean, DJ Irene, you know that that sound.
DJ.
DJ Humpty Vision.
Yes.
It's called...
So, do you guys remember the spot at the Fun House? It was next to Eve's Tees on Indian School Road. Yeah. I've seen Richard Humpty Vision there.
I've seen Richard Humpty Vision at Celebrity Theater.
So I wasn't a raver, but I went to raves. I was like that West Side girl. I was in a party crew. I gotta tell you a party crew because I am embarrassed about all
you
of that.
Still haven't.
Okay, so you don't have to
get that from her. For
you don't
years.
Have to say your party crew name, but and you don't have to tell. Okay, you don't say what party crew you were part of, and you don't have to say your party crew name. But did you actually have a party crew name? Like I had a friend. I was never involved in any of that, like the raver or the party crew. That was. Probably like after, like when I started like coming into my own, that was like dying out. That started like because there were still people into it, but I remember. So I'm not versed on any of that, but I had friends that were like, I remember I had a friend that was in Hooligans.
Oh yeah, those are people.
Yeah, those are people. I'm sure
Ruben.
I had a name. I always ended up with like generic. Like I was always like Wera. Guerita.
You're like green eyes. Something too obvious.
My sister,
like green eyes.
My sister was in Bitch was Patrol. Yeah, they...
Shout out to Demita.
Yeah, shout out to Demita. She was called Knockout.
I believe that.
Monique's sister, her name was called Knockout. Because she was, oh, I've seen pictures. I was like, dang, yeah. Damita.
Yeah. Yeah, but she wasn't. It wasn't far from her to be cruising down 51st Avenue and get in a fight. You know what I mean? Throwing some girl in a fire kind of stuff.
51st and Thomas, that was pretty lit.
Mm-hmm. So what about, so you guys, like you said, you rolled in there, like you said, there was a distinction between the ravers and the party crew people. So did you guys mix?
Okay, I have a story.
Oh no.
Good, I want to hear it.
Benny's. I went to Benny's
Go ahead.
Benny's used to be this club. Right now it's a quinceañera hall down on...
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a quinceañera hall.
Okay.
That's where Tony Funk Machine got. His reception was there for his wedding. But anyway, it's, you know where the railroad trucks are on 19th Avenue and Grand? You know where it is, Benny's?
Yeah.
It's right there on McDowell.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that spot. And that Benny, parking lot would be packed.
Benny RC, he married my sister.
Yeah.
And Raymond. That's their friend from back in the day. And he's an ordained... Minister, yeah. Married them.
Well, I went over there because my friend, she hung around with a bunch of rebels and all that kind of stuff. And she's
come out. Oh, she said rebels?
Yes. Oh, come out. And I was like, all right. I used to love to watch them dance because they were good housers. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I loved watching them dance. But anyway, so I went out with them. But I'm in my raver gear, like big jingles, the big old pants. You know, and I have my little shirt and I have all my bracelets on. My hair's like this. It's like 2 inches long all the way around. Like, I'm like a candy kid, right? I walk in there, boy.
Mm-hmm. They got some heads returning. Oh, I got some,
yeah. And there was hate. It was hateration in that dancery.
For sure.
Yeah, we had to leave because I was about to get in a fight. Yeah.
And time
I was
to like, go.
No,
time to
don't
go,
let
y'all.
These candy beads fool you.
Yeah, I was like, peace, love, unity, respect, plur.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh God, it was horrible. But we had to leave, yeah. And then I went home.
Yeah. So
they didn't like me.
Aww.
I like you.
Most of the time.
You don't need anybody else to like you. Got your crew.
Well, the thing is at the end of the day, I knew how, whenever I went to another party with her, I knew to tone it down like what I normally. Today there was a little girl in here and she dressed exactly like how I did, all flamboyant, like with big old yellow shoes on.
Oh my gosh.
I think I seen her.
Did you see her?
She had two buns. Yeah, I know. I think the same thing too. Like with buns in her hair and she's all colorful.
It was me.
All the barrettes.
Right on. Yeah. For me, I was in the party. I was in a party crew.
Can you say which one?
It was, well, first we started our own. It was Groove Nation, and it was a lot of us kids that were like groovers. We wore ridiculously bright clothing, and then I was also in Latinas in Full Effect.
Dang. Cool. Awesome.
There were branches for that one.
Yeah,
there was the LA branch. They were
and Morena was in there too, but I think she was right before me.
Yeah.
But so I was in the party scene and did like the clubs like Bariso, 602, Funhouse, and then I wandered on over to the raver scene, and it was a world of
a
difference.
Was that one just more wild, like just more like how would you say that they differ, like as far as vibe goes?
Besides the clothing
in color, there are more white people that are in the rave scene here in Phoenix. We were the only brown people in the scene when we first started.
I experienced that too, but I feel like there was more drug use than club.
I mean, that's kind of part of
that's true.
The culture.
Coming out of the Nile, you could see all the people looking all hella crazy.
You know what? The best times I had as a teen, though, was like coming out of the Nile, like 5, 6 in the morning, waiting to catch the bus to come back to Phoenix.
They're
catching a ride. No, really, that was, that was the youth right there. And I think the diversity of music.
They make movies about that kind of stuff.
I know. You gave me ideas. But yeah, like there was the drum and bass room, there was a happy hardcore room, there was a trance, and so there was a diversity within the music. And I feel like when the club scene, it was hard house, Latin, and then 80s they would call it K-rock, and then cumbias thrown in there too. And that's how I found out about a lot of 80s music too, was through the club, like 99 Red Balloons, and we used to jam out to that and Take On Me and
Then you get into the rebel scene. That's where everybody listened to the Smiths.
Smiths, yep.
And
Well, that's how I heard about it when I went to Carl Hayden, and there was a lot of guys from the Heartbreakers, and they were into like the Smiths and the Cure, and that's how I found out about that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my tío James. He wasn't in Party Cruise, and he wasn't like a rebel, but he's like in his 40s, so. I remember when he started listening to the Smiths and stuff, and we'd make fun of him and be like, oh, you
would he carry flowers around?
Yeah, we're like, what's wrong with you?
Her, my daughter Ariana, first day would tease me like, oh, Morrissey, he sounds so depressing, or he's like, no, no, no. And I was like, you know what, all of your heroes love him, like the My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, that's their idol. That's the Smiths and all that. That's so.
And then I found, I think she has How Soon Is Now on her playlist too. I was like,
yeah,
you're like, see you.
You're checking her, you're like, hey, I see what you're listening to.
It's funny.
So so you guys, like I said, all three of you, music has always been a big part of your life. It's been an influence. You guys have been into it. And I think too, when you go back and look at those scenes of like the Raver Party Crew and all that other stuff, what I feel, so the general consensus, what I get from people, because I'm always out there interviewing people, just talking to people in like all different pockets that are in Phoenix, you know, so we go in and out of these different pockets, and a lot of what I hear, and these are everybody else's opinions, and this is what I hear, what they say is they feel like Phoenix, you know, it's a big city, but the community's small. But the thing that a lot of people say is that they feel like it's disjointed. So would you guys agree or disagree? Like, as in, there's not much unity.
Yes, I would agree with
that
to a certain extent.
I agree 100% as well.
Yeah. For sure. Why is that?
There's too much separation between all the different scenes.
But even like the Rockabilly scene was like that too. Were they not?
Well,
remember you were.
Okay, so I used to be a promoter for AZ Rockabilly, and you would have your Chicano Rockabillys, your Mexican Rockabilly, you know, all of us as brown people. Then you'd have, when you start getting into the psychobilly, it starts changing.
Oh, and I remember going to shows and feeling very unwelcome.
Oh, you can feel the tension, yeah. You know what I mean? And especially as, like, politics started getting into it.
So did you guys stick together, in a sense? Like, you have your own mini, like, micro-community, or was it
there
still
was
like
the Hot Rods and the Low Riders.
Exactly.
Right. And that's
but they're both, like, classic cars. You know what
is
I
it
mean?
Called? It's like on On the outsiders, that's the Socs versus
yeah. That's like my tío. We saw him. He was showing because he has a lowrider. He's always been into had cars, lowriders, whatever, in car clubs, winning at these damn shows. So we went a few years ago, and I saw him when he was at the Arizona Super Show, and he was like, he took us. He's like, oh, like these are my friends. I introduced him, like, oh, hi. And he's like, see, I have rebel friends. I'm not just into this. I'm like, I'm not stereotyping you. I'm not saying you don't know these people. Shit. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much division here, and that's what I personally
there
I don't like.
There is a lot
like.
Of division, and it's a lot of pride.
I'm hoping that the younger generations will change that, you know. But I feel like there is.
I feel
a
more
separation.
Positive. I feel like it's come a long way, and I feel like positive as far as because I'm from like that Chicano like lowrider scene, but I've seen some of the best shows were the ones that included lowriders and the hot rods and it all. I feel positive. I feel like there's still. We still got time.
I think there's still definitely there's positivity, but it's the fact that it's lacking that everyone can't come together and do something and put something together.
Maybe that's a good idea for a show.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's have an event.
I'm down.
Okay.
And that's the thing is that, so I always say one of the things that I always talk about on the podcast is that Phoenix is in the shadow of LA. So, and from doing this podcast for the short amount of time I have, I say it's our fault because we don't go out there and make our own scene. Like, I meet people here and I see that they want to imitate what's going on over there. I'm like, of course, we have a lot of the same roots because of the whole Mexican, you know, Chicano, all the other stuff. But at the same time, it's like, you don't have to imitate what they're doing. You can put your own spin on it. You don't. It's there's every, not one way to be fucking Mexican or Chicano.
Well,
or
everything has already been done before. You know what I mean? So there's nothing's new out there. Nothing is new. So I mean, like you said, put your own spin on things and do it your own way.
That's why we literally like what do you play? We play what we want, and it's like you can't. Like I was thinking about it. It's like, how do you really put us in a genre?
Yeah, like, they can't pigeonhole you.
Well, like Eladia from New Mexico, she's strictly a hip hop DJ.
But
and
she
plays Serato too. She uses Serato as well.
And she's part of the crew.
And,
so
and then
like,
also Vanessa Bowen, she's the newest one, and she may be coming as well. But she's a house DJ, techno and house DJ, you know. And I even like to play techno and house music too.
But, so we're talking about your roots there, yeah. What makes us common is we're all women.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of hot, so.
Well, I've known Angelica for many years. I just didn't meet her, you know, at work or
whatever. Yeah, you've known each other, yeah.
We have a history of knowing each other for a long time. And we've worked together before on other projects. So, you know, we're familiar with each other. I met Bree last year. And, you know, we're all just, like, growing. We're growing together. And
I think that was, like, 2 years ago, I think.
Actually, 2 years ago.
We met, but we didn't start becoming, like, actual,
no,
like,
you started following me on Instagram.
But we didn't start,
Facebook.
Like, actually, like...
Hanging out.
Like, being, like... Was that not 2 years ago?
2 years.
Yeah.
Dang. Time goes by
fast.
So, Angelica, so I know it originated with you, so let's go back. So, how did you get the idea for the record club, and how did it come together?
Well... Think about it. I wanted to be in a record club. I wanted to hang out, and I was looking for record clubs like everywhere, and it was all guys. I'm like, okay, that's cool, y'all, but where are the ladies at? And I was looking. I'm collecting records. My daughter's collecting records. And I was looking, and there was places out in California. There was places out in Texas for women's vinyl club. I searched high and low in Phoenix. I asked all my friends. I'm like, where are the women at?
It didn't exist.
No. So I was like, all right, Vita, my daughter. I was all, me and you, babe. We're in a vinyl club. And it was like, we're in a vinyl club. I was like, it's, you know, she didn't have a choice. She's my kid. So, but it was our thing. And it was kind of like, because, you know, when you're a mom and you have kids, you don't want to hang out with other guys. You want to hang out with other women. You know, you need that. You need other women. I did. And so,
I would hear about, like, Cholita Vinyl Club.
Yeah, there's a shitload out there in Cali. There's Cholita, B-Side, the B-Side Brujas.
That's
so
what's
many.
Up, you yeah. know? That's what's up. But that's a far drive for me. That's a far drive. What about here, you know?
Right.
And I was kind of, I seen that they were an example. And at the same time, how do we make it us? How do we make it Phoenix? You know, how do we make it, or Arizona? We just did it. And so Bree was like, I met Bree, and it was, some things are just meant to be, you know. And we were at a place where we were playing every week. We were playing for the people. We were playing for the community. We were sharing.
Every day.
And it was fun. And you know what? And we had our guy DJs coming in. And you know what? Love my guy DJs. I've had a lot of men support because they want to see the ladies out there too. They, you know? We bring something that only we can bring.
Yeah.
You know?
And before I had met Angelica, I was always like, I want a vinyl club. I was like, where are the women at? Because at that point, I didn't really go out or anything. I was just like, you know, mom, and I stayed at home.
Yeah.
And but I had my collection, and I played at home. And I was like, yeah, I would love to start a vinyl club. Where are these women at? And then we just happened to meet, and I joined with her. And, I, you know, we talked about our collection, and then Mo joined us as...
Just
really like
host.
A host, yeah.
I was
like
just
kind of MC.
MC, yeah. She does,
because
yeah.
she can talk.
Yes.
Well, she got the gift of gab.
Yes, she truly does. And then I think like what we do, just it happened naturally. It rubbed off, and it was like, she's like, I can do, you know what? I can do this too. I can do this too. And that was awesome. And I seen her put the work in. And that was like, yeah. When you see somebody put the work in and they deserve it, that makes it more awesome.
But Mochacha has a vast knowledge of different types of music.
Yeah.
We've talked about our rave music, our 90s, kind of
I'm like obscure. A so I my the kind of music that I like, the records that I like to buy are like old school underground hip hop, like Charlie Tuna, all of them. Now why is everything like not
well, that's how it always when you're on the spot it's like it just goes out of your mind. That's
no, but I was really excited because I got my A Tribe Called Quest. That's my favorite record. And I was really happy because my husband, he bought me that and I didn't expect it.
Mr. Mata?
Yeah. He's been supporting like us. Like, we have our own equipment. We don't have to borrow anybody's equipment. We don't have to borrow anybody's mixer. We have our own sound.
At first we did. We did a lot of that.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. Like, everybody gets their start. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So now we own our own equipment and we don't have to bother anybody for anything. Just a ride. Help us get it there.
We got this.
Can you help set it up, too?
That was my proudest moment, too, whenever we did, what was her, Scavrona's Chingona Fest.
Right.
We got to be there at Yucca, and we were the sound and everything. We were the entertainment outside for, what, 4 solid hours, and we were able to play for 4 solid hours.
That's and awesome.
We
played between some amazing acts.
Yep.
So, amazing acts, like that was awesome.
Tezuka Revolt from New Mexico. They're from New Mexico and San Diego. We got to listen to them play. They borrowed our equipment, so that was cool. We're starting to get a lot of love.
But so, like you're saying, you guys connected on an organic, natural level, mm-hmm. and then you guys formed the club. Well,
started as friendship,
but you guys gravitated towards each other. So that's good, and I think that's what I want people to see is like. That women can work together. Yeah. And it can be good. It doesn't have to be a negative thing or like a competitive thing. It's like you guys are supporting each other and that's what's important.
Absolutely. We push each other. We're like, hey,
you haven't been here. Well, you know, we check each other and we feel we're at a level where we feel comfortable that we can do that.
Yeah. Because, and that's teamwork. We're in it to win it. That makes it, I don't know. Like, some stuff just kind of comes together without you really planning it out, I guess. You know? But here we are, I think, 2019. I think more goals is to be more professional, get more big gigs, and I think always spread the positivity. Because once you do that, you know, the gigs we had in 2018 were pretty awesome. So... bigger and better, right? Shine bigger and better. So
and you want to build off of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely excited to be back at KDIF. I mean, that's the community. They've always been welcoming towards us.
Yeah.
This is where we grew, you know.
It felt like
home. I remember
you guys'
original show on there. I remember because I used to watch it.
Yeah.
Wait, we had, yesterday we had Jen from Jay's. Let me back up. Yesterday I was working, a homegirl walked in and she started up her own little food snack line, her and her brother. And she came out and she's like, hey, can you do a shout out on the radio for the women's market? You know, and I'm like, oh my God,
yes. The Mujeres Market.
Yeah.
Oh,
they came,
yeah.
I heard about that.
And can you do that? And that keeps me connected to my women's, you know, that keeps me connected to the community. Yeah. And it makes me feel good that we have this platform that we can share, and we have our little horn and we go, this is going on, and make it a
Rose Wax Assemble.
That's awesome.
Dama. All right. That's a joke. Go ahead. Okay, so that Rose Wax Assemble, we had a gig, and it was at the end of the night, and you know at the end of the night you have all your equipment out and it's time to put it together, but everybody's still partying and drinking and chit-chatting. And I was like, come on, everybody get together, come on. And then all of a sudden I was like, Monique, come on, get this shit together. And she goes, Rose Wax Assemble, and everybody stopped what they were doing, picked up all the equipment, that shit got picked up, and I was so pissed. I was like, how come nobody listened to me?
You're like, hey, what about
so
me?
So it's funny, now people always say that, Rose Wax Assemble.
That's a hashtag.
I think even the last time when we were at Third Space, Jose was saying it from the crowd.
Rose Wax Assemble.
So, okay. So, like we said, there's a lot of positivity in the community. Like, I get certain feedback, like I said, from all these other people that I'm, like I said, different pockets. Because we don't, Andrew and I don't have, like, a space. We just go in and out of different spaces.
It's good. I like it.
So
it's good for him.
So, okay. So, then this is my question, too. So, like I said, and that's the thing that I really want to put out there is that for any ladies listening, that you don't have to worry about a man's opinion about what you're shopping for, if you're shopping for music, or what you're playing. And I think that because naturally as women, because how we're socialized and how we grow up in society, especially if you have other things going against you, like if you're a woman of color or if you're, you know, in the LGBTQ community or whatever, it's like you always have this thing in the back of your head because of it's like a subconscious thing. So, like, you feel, like, maybe, like, insecure or inferior or something. So, I see women, sometimes they'll play, and then I'll see a man sometimes just be like, oh, that music, like, I don't like that music, or that puts me to sleep, and that pisses me off.
You know when they see that? Yeah. Play that song again. I have that attitude, oh, they don't like it, let's play it. I don't know, I have that rebel in me, but that's what makes you you, because they're never going to play that song. So with that attitude, it gives me that attitude to say, nah, I'm going to play it. It makes me want to play that song that much more.
You know what? I feel like I've been questioned a lot by men. Like, oh, what do you play? Oh, do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know who that is?
Yeah. You're like, yeah. I don't need you to validate me.
Get right, exactly. Oh, you collect vinyl records? Oh, like, you know, you just get, I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah.
Well, so with me, I go out a lot. I'm out there. I know a lot of people and a lot of DJs. I know a lot of DJs and they're all guys. And so they're surprised because they don't know me as doing this. And so now they're like, dang, I have something to talk to you about besides, you know, what this girl's doing, or, you know, what a guy would talk to a guy friend would talk to a girlfriend about. He's like, I could talk to you about equipment now. I could talk to you about all these different things. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback on all of this. And all my friends are very, very happy and very proud. Even people that,
just people you from wouldn't, the community.
Yeah, that you would not think. They're like, hey, I see that you're doing this, you know? That's so cool.
Because after we first played at Third Space, I was nervous at Third Space.
The first time.
Let me tell you why. Yeah, because, well, the person that throws that night, it's Aota, Avenue of the Arts, but it's also my boyfriend. He runs that night. And I'm like, I got into my own head. I was like, this is his night. These are all his friends. And I was like, don't mess up. Play the right song.
But there's also a lot of DJs in the crowd, too.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
A lot of musicians. Big heads in there.
Afterwards, people were coming up to me, people from the community, and they were like, nice selection. I really enjoyed what you were playing. And
yeah, it gives you the confidence.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
so
nice.
Then the next time you went up there, you were fine.
Oh, I was good. Yeah. But, and we had support from Element. Like, I was not shocked, but just...
DJ Element.
He was, like, really, like, he walked up there, and he was, like, just, I don't know, giving his feedback, and just, I don't know, I really appreciate it.
It's a positive experience.
Positive, and
yeah,
I appreciate that coming from him, yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, 20-something years in the scene as a DJ, and that's what he does professionally.
Yeah. And that's what I want, like, ladies to know, is just go out there and do your thing. Don't be scared of... You know, you're always going to... There's times where anybody, they can get into their own head. Because
right.
I know sometimes when I play certain places, too, I was talking to one of, like, the people that are kind of like a mentor to me. And he's like, I was playing something. He's like, are you nervous? I was like, I'm nervous as fuck. Yeah, I'm always fucking nervous. That's
well,
just me.
I
naturally am.
You always get those jitters,
I'm just,
right?
And that's just the type of person I am, too. So, but it's like, then once you start playing and you're just in... And get into it, and then you see people responding. It makes gives you like, okay, like you feel good, and you're like, all right, I guess, you know, I'm doing all right. Like,
no, really, it really does. And I love that feedback. I love when people are just, you know, bopping their heads to whatever I'm playing.
I really don't think I've gotten any. There was one person, because what I like to do is I like to go by the DJ booth and I like to watch them, especially the ones with the fancy mixers. I'm like, oh man, I want to learn how to do that. And like, for the most part, they let me go back there and play with it. But there was only one time with one guy, And I kind of figured that that's how he would be, but I just kind of stood back and watched. And then he looked up and like, but there was somebody that knew me behind him, and they're like, "Hey, what's up, muchacha?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's what's
up." I wouldn't want somebody I didn't know touching myself.
No, no.
She said she was just looking. She
I was watching. I wasn't touching.
Oh, I was just looking not with touching. My eyes, not my hands. Okay.
No, but then sometimes I said, like, even just Chris, he does the Jobot brunch, Beats and Brunch. He let me go back there and try some of his equipment. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's cool.
That's fun. And then, like, DJ Swamp, he gave me some pointers on, you know, different techniques of doing different things. Mello, he's given me different, like, the count-off kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
and someone who I know that you're, I know you guys all know him, but I know you're friends with him, Ochacha. Someone to really, I always like, actually just like watching is D-Gents.
Who?
D-Gents.
Oh,
D-Gents.
Oh, I love Alex.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
That's a good dude.
He literally, like, he's just like a one-man show. Like, you can just watch.
He really is. I don't think there's anybody like D-Gents.
And he's very genuine about everything.
He is. When you speak to him. Yeah.
He's been around for a very long time. He used to be a graffiti artist back in the day.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. He's old school.
He's very old school.
Yeah, he is.
And he's for the community 100%.
Right. He's always helping somebody out.
6-0 Tuesdays.
Yeah, so Tuesdays. Yeah, so I actually just saw D-Gents play Friday night.
Saturday
night
at Valley Bar.
No, it was Friday because yesterday was Saturday, and I went to Loose Joints yesterday. Yeah. So Friday night I went. I mean, I've seen him before, but then I wanted to see him. But then there's a Tucson DJ Herm. I think Angelica knows who that is. I've been dying to see him, but I just haven't driven down to Tucson. So we went out to see him, and just watching them both play back to back was really neat. And then went to Loose Joints and seen them play, because Loose Joints is soul, funk, disco, and house.
Yeah.
So De La is from Chicago, and she knows her house because, you know, house is big in Chicago. Mm. So she, like, usually the way the Loose Joints is formatted is it's like the two residents will play, and then they'll let their guests play like maybe an hour, and then for the rest of the time it's the two residents will go back. De La was fucking killing it, and they just let her basically play the whole time.
That's
it was
up.
Crazy, she and it was did. So fun to see. And she just does her thing, and that's why I like watching her too. Just and seeing how different DJs approach things, they have their own techniques, like, you know. And I can always tell when a DJ is like based in hip hop, like when the way they play, like when how they got their start out. I don't know. I feel like I can tell by the way they scratch and they play. Like, you can see the influence in it, even if they're not actually spinning hip hop at the time, but. So that I went to those last night. But do you have any advice for ladies that are wanting to collect or anything like that? Like, what would you say? What would something that you would
just
say?
Just do it. Collect whatever you want.
Get yourself a box, because it'll get filled up very fast.
Yeah. Where do you go? You go to Zia's. You go to any of your older family members. Say, hey, you have any vinyl? Do you have vinyl? You start going to, you keep an eye on all the music shops around you, go out of your way, hang out with people, hang out with music people, talk about it, look into it, and find out what you like, find out what you don't like, get a record you don't know, try find something look in the used sections in your vinyl shops. And I'm telling you, you go to a music shop and you start talking to other music people, they are dying to talk to other music people. It's not hard to make music friends. So yeah, make music friends, make connections. And that's how you start building your network. That's how you start building your taste. What do you got?
I say go and support local events, especially like 6-0 Tuesdays. That
so
you don't have to go to Bikini to drink, you know, to have Bikini Lounge. D-Gents is strictly all vinyl. On Mondays, Mellow's at...
And he's very approachable. Like, don't be afraid to reach out.
All of these DJs are very approachable.
You have no idea. Yeah. They want you to ask them about all their... Like, that's their interest, and they love to talk about it, so...
Like, even us, every Sunday, we're spinning records here.
I love to talk about it!
So, you know, come over here and see us, too.
So, you guys, every Sunday, you guys...
We play records from 3 to 6. Most of the time, we go over, because we're just here
already.
You're
having fun, good times.
Yeah.
And then the first of the month, we're on the radio now... First Sunday of the month.
And then it seems like every first Friday we're at Third Space.
Pretty much. Yeah,
pretty
I say
much. It's been that way for the past couple of months.
We're kind of on a roll.
It's October.
We're kind of on a roll.
Is October our first day?
So
November.
So what's some music you're listening to lately? Anything new that you guys are listening to?
What kind that what?
You're listening to
any
right
new
now?
Music?
My boyfriend keeps sending me like a bunch of R&B stuff that I didn't know who Jacques, like they said he's like the new Keith Sweat.
He dubbed himself the king of R&B, so there was all this drama about that. And people were like, he ain't shit.
Did he remake a Chris Brown song, or was that him?
I was like,
that's not even like... I don't know why I'm like that. To me, it's like not even old enough to remake.
No,
like,
there's certain things that
do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I don't know about all that, but what I heard, I liked. And I've been listening to a lot of R&B, like new R&B that, you know, sometimes I wouldn't find this stuff, but he's sharing this kind of stuff with me, and I'm that's the kind of vibe I'm on. What's your vibe?
I've been listening to Kavinsky, I like that one song, Night Call, but I've been listening to all the other music that he's been making. Yeah, I got that. That was recent too.
What do you got, Dama? What you got?
I have my own playlist on Spotify, and that's stuff that I've been listening to for years.
Is it public or do you have a private?
Oh no, it's public.
So what is your playlist?
What's on my playlist? All types of genres, anything from like the 90s.
Said this about Dama. Dama and I, we can be handed the same record, and we'll be like, oh, we love this album, and we will play like different songs
from that album.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I didn't know that was on there.
I forgot. That. And like, oh, but I love it too. So it's always. Same genre, just different.
Yeah,
it's like a different perspective from both of you.
Absolutely.
Right,
because
I think I feel like I'm always a fan of the deeper cuts. I don't know why, I just am. So on Spotify, it's anything from like Candy Rain from what is it?
Was
it
Soul for Real?
Soul for Real. It's Stereo MCs, and then it can go all the way to like AFI. It's just really different. And
I know you're all over the place.
I am.
You'll find, I think a lot of my stuff is, I think I play so much 90s music and I have such love for 90s music. You can absolutely tell what era I grew up in. A 90s kid through and through.
Like, have you guys heard the DJ Spinna 90s R&B mix?
The what?
Do you know who DJ Spinna is? Spinna? He's Spinna, S-P-I-N-N-A. He's like a big
DJ Spinner.
Yeah, so he made a 90s R&B mix, and I have it, but it's only on cassette.
Oh.
It's like new, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's super good. There was stuff on there that I recognized, and there was stuff that I didn't, so it made me happy.
That would take me back in a time machine.
Yeah. Same here. I'm like, I'm like you guys, I think, because we're all similar era, where it's like the huge influence of like the 90s with the R&B.
Sure. And like MTV. Like I was an MTV kid, and I remember staying up late at night watching MTV, and that's how I would find out about Bjork. And
ooh,
I would,
yeah.
Like that, the Human Behavior video, and then I would see like Madonna's band videos that weren't played during the
day. Did you ever watch, I think it was called BET Uncut?
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, the raunchy shirt.
Yeah.
It's all making the booty clap kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
I like that.
Oh yeah, should be twerking.
But what's that next question? What's the next question?
So I guess... What would you say to women that feel like they're having negative experiences out there? How would you advise them how to combat that? To combat negative experiences.
Oh, okay. Come back. You always have to come back. There's no choice. You know what? One day, if your day is hard, guess what? The next day, you start out new. You know? Refresh. You're having a hard time. Always take time to refresh and just come back strong, because you always have that chance. You always have that chance for a comeback, no matter what.
No two gigs are the same, and music is universal, and so what one person may not like, it doesn't matter. There may be 10 others that will.
My mama don't like a lot of my songs.
But most...
Kelpie,
what's your problem?
Toughen your skin. Thicken your skin, harden your heart a little bit.
Yeah.
And
thick skin, definitely
Not everybody's gonna love you.
Yeah, but as far as the music that plays, like you, it really, it all matters what you want to play. And you know what? Sometimes I get caught in that too because I feel like I play it safe sometimes. And by that, I mean like, what does the crowd want to hear right now? It's a certain night. Everybody wants to dance. Everybody, you know, they may not be in the mood for a depressing Smith song. So, do you know what I mean? But at the same
time.
Read your crowd. But at the same time, there might be that one person in the crowd that they might want to hear that right now. They might, that might like cheer their night up. You never know. But yeah, so my thing is just about playing what I want. Like, yeah. Not playing what you want anymore. Yeah.
But like you're saying, playing what you want, but like Mochacha said, reading the room, also reading, knowing like when knowing to play what you want. Yeah,
but also to his advice, I would say know your record. You got to know your record.
Listen to them, not just buy them and then, yeah, you know, go out there and think that, because it could be a remix and you don't know, you know, or it could be a mess up on the printing and, you know, then you're putting
them.
Yes.
Oh,
I've had that. I have like Aretha Franklin and it's like totally different from what it reads on the label.
I have a big 12 inch like
Yeah,
that.
I have to write it down on the record too, just to remember what, yeah. What it like is number three stuff. Is not number
no
three
good,
on the label.
No good, don't play, don't play.
Clean your records.
Yeah, so they don't sound like shit. Sorry, guys. But it's true.
Clean them records, girl.
I mean, sometimes it's some oldies. Sometimes I can understand why some people out there, but yes. You can tell when the record's dirty. I'm like, I know Brie had to get up and go, but thank you so much, guys. You guys for coming on. I appreciate it. I always tell people the most valuable thing you have is your time. So thank you for giving me your time. And is there one more thing you guys want to tell people out there in podcast land?
Just support. Go look for Rosewax on all social media. Come out. Don't be afraid to message us. And, you know, we're available for gigs. We're very approachable. We're very fun-loving people. And we're...
So true.
We're all for...
Agreed.
Women empowerment. And also, we love our guys. So we're not on that whole feminist tip, but we're just... We're us.
I think we're like for the community, that's for sure. And then
definitely.
We share that on the radio. And I think our number one thing is always sharing positivity in whatever it is we're doing, you know? So, and it's hard because people are like, oh, you're so positive. Yeah, because I work hard at it. Like,
yeah, and also don't believe everything that you hear. You know?
100%, I agree. Yes.
So, just saying, you know, always, assumptions are not our friends. So,
yeah.
Well, I always tell people the number one thing is lack of communication. So there can be misunderstandings. There can be all this other stuff because people don't reach out to each other and they don't want honesty.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, like, people don't fucking want honesty. And it's true. They don't. They really don't. They say they do. Some people.
Because some people
really
don't want to hear something. Some people don't like to hear something they don't want to hear. They like to... They're comfortable with the scenario being it the way they heard it to be.
Or way they want it, perceive it, yeah. I
There's
100%
a spin.
Agree.
It's a spin.
Yep.
But yeah, definitely, like I said, we're approachable. We're available. Listen to us on Sundays on KDIF 102.9 LPFM, South Phoenix Radio, I think is what it is.
Yeah, 102.9 LPFM, like you're saying. And is there a time slot? Like, I know you're going
to,
it's going to get expanded, but I know for now it's just 12 to
12
3.
12 to 3 every first Sunday of the month.
First Sunday of the month. Okay, cool. And then you can follow them on their Instagram, which is Rosewax Vinyl Club. And they're here at the Limitcade in Glendale.
Yep.
And Facebook, IG. IG, I think, is a really good way to get a hold of us. DM us.
Yeah, whenever you reach out to us, it's all three of us that are on Rosewax. So.
Oh, yeah. And we love to take in dedications. And, like, since we're on radio, we have the platform. We shout out community events. And that's what we do, you know.
Let us know what you guys are up to. And we'll be glad to share it.
Ooh, and like we like to talk about more real things on radio, like more, and we want to get more into that. So
like one time we talked
hear?
About bullying. One time,
I think what I want to talk about being on our periods. That's what I want to talk about.
She wants to get real.
She wants to get on the woman tip over here.
She's trying to get real.
Like all the bads, the goods, and all of it. Just. But I don't know what we can get away with on community radio. But we'll see.
We like to press.
I think as long as you don't cuss, they're cool over there.
Well, yeah, we have. We went to radio.
We went to radio school.
Radio school.
Well, it's the like FCC, we know what they want.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I have to have a pen and pencil next to me so that way we can write down
the quiz.
Times. Yeah, we passed.
Yay,
we passed,
high five.
High five. Yay, we passed the FCC. Radio school.
I know, I was like, we're wrapping it up in free love. Is there anything you want to tell people out there in podcast land? Just like one last tidbit, anything? You can say no.
Yeah, man. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking. That's classic. It's a good one. But like I said, thank you so much for having us. And
thank you for having us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for reaching out. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
The podcast Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. The email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, pretty much anywhere a podcast is available. We're on that platform. If not, let us know and we'll get ourselves on there if we can, because some of these things are weird. But like we said, thank you so much, and don't stop digging and just keep spinning.